This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heard across Washington, D.C. and spread throughout the country. Highly classified Pentagon documents leaked online. Are you shocked? What is that all about? And sadly, a shooter firing at a bank in Louisville really sends a different kind of shockwave throughout Kentucky. The governor was really rattled as two of his close friends were killed. Five people in all died. What happened there? We're going to talk about it. And we just get through Easter. We've got to rewind what happened heading into the holiday and through the holiday, plus the mailbag and the man cave. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. And it's very sad to hear the story of a gunman who live streamed his mass shooting at this bank that killed, where he killed, opened fire and killed five people, eight others injured as a result of that. 25 years old, he worked there for a year. Before that, he was an intern. His name is Connor Sturgeon, and according to what the police are saying, he was killed by a police officer after a shootout with them right after all of that had unfolded. But the people who died were all bank executives, and most were in their 40s or in their 60s. And it's just a sad, sad story to hear about this, to hear about what happened here. There's a 26-year-old police officer who had just graduated from the police academy 10 days previous, shot in the head. Shot in the head. Five of the people injured had gunshot wounds that were pretty severe. One of the injured victims passed away afterwards. The others had died on the scene. The mass shooting happened at Old National Bank, which was in a main area of the city, East Main Street, if you know anything about Louisville. But regardless, you think of where it is. And it happened at 8:30 in the morning. So about 30 minutes before the bank opened to the public. Imagine if it had already been open and there were people in the bank. And it was during a morning employee meeting. So there were some people that were there in person. Others were actually, because of the way the world is now, were appearing at that meeting virtually, and they could see what was happening. So police got there pretty quickly, but think of how this happened again. Opening fire, heavily armed. 3 minutes in, they were able to get there. And, of course, he was shooting, and that's when they ultimately took him out. So very brave first responders just immediately move in. And no question, as it was said afterwards, they absolutely saved lives. And seeing the photographs and some of the video from that scene, people, I mean, you look at this bank, it could be a bank in any town, big or small, just the complete front of the bank windows just shattered. And of course, you know, now we're at 145 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. 145. AR-15 style rifle, that's what he had. And he went in and opened fire. The reasons why, the one thing that we do know is he was there for more than a year, like I said, worked at the bank, but he was notified he was going to be let go. So he had wrote a note to his parents and a friend saying he was going to open fire at the bank. So they didn't know in enough time, apparently, but he told them. And then he, while he was shooting, he live streamed it on Instagram. And of course, it was immediately immediately taken down, but not until after the shooting because they weren't aware of that. So they have the video, but he wrote on his LinkedIn profile that he interned at the bank for 3 summers before he joined them full-time in June of 2021. So what led to this? Any of those other details? Still very murky. It's always that why question. And it's too late for anybody that was a victim in this. But what can we learn, or what have we learned from this, or is there anything to learn from this? It just doesn't make any sense. And, of course, afterwards, what are people saying? He went to the University of Alabama. He knew a lot of people. People are saying they had no, could not even imagine this, that this is something that he would do. But very, very, very sad way to start off the week. The governor, Andy Beshear, was practically breaking down when he held his news conference and talked about how one, especially one of the victims, was one of his closest friends, that he helped him build his law career, helped him become governor, gave him advice on family matters, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, shocking for the people that were there. There were plenty of people that were on hand in this bank that scattered to dive into closets, that hid in a bathroom that was there, that talked about narrowly being hit by a bullet. There was somebody else that was inside a vault, immediately called 911, but of course they were already aware of the shooting and the thing there so quickly, like a set. I mean, and this is a national bank that is, if you've ever heard of the bank, because they've got, maybe 200-plus banking centers around the Midwest. So, again, this area, which is along Kentucky's border with Indiana, where you have a population of, it's got to be over 500,000, 600,000 people, in a place where so many people, even at that size, know each other. Just a terrible, terrible thing, and such a senseless, stupid, unbelievably tragic thing to happen, as I said. And to start off the week that way, to hear that, and once again be questioning, how in the hell is this happening? What an evil, evil act. And to live stream that and to have that up there on Instagram and only to be taken down after all this happened. And certainly there were people that saw that and were stunned. And then were people, as I mentioned, who were online because they were part of that morning meeting and they saw it. But still, the motive is murky, except for that he lost the job. But what else went into that, or what else happened? Who knows? You know, we don't know, and will we ever truly know any other reasons behind that? The answer is probably not. And that's the thing that leaves the people who lost people in this so incredibly scarred, because it's the other side of that why, and there is no good why, obviously. All right, coming up, we're going to do the rewind. What are some of the things that you missed, including, I mentioned the leaked Pentagon documents, which was really wild to see what some of the documents were that were leaked, and then the question becomes, why? Because, you had this Ukraine intel that was leaked that shows how weak Ukraine is. What are the key weaknesses with their weapons, with their air defense, with their battalion sizes and readiness and all of that at a very critical point in the war, and all of that was leaked online. That's coming up.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
As always, we bounce into a new week off of the weekend. What are people talking about? Certainly this deal, as we look at the weekly rewind, we start with the leaked documents on the Ukraine war. That's the shocker, I think, finding out what some of the intelligence says in these documents that were out there. And where did they come from? How did this happen? And how did this leak happen? So, is this, the idea is it fake? Is this sort of fake leak to make the Kremlin think the Ukraine is weaker than it is? Or no, these are just the facts. And what are the facts show? So you had this announcement that the U.S. was rushing $2.6 billion in air defense systems and other weapons, right? We heard that last week, and it included ammunition for Patriot and high-mobility artillery rocket systems and 9 gun trucks and 10 anti-drone laser systems and new surveillance radars and anti-aircraft ammunition, which is what they always need, and rockets and the numbers about the air defense shortage in the document that was leaked, pretty scary because of what Ukraine depends on. So at the current firing rates in the document that was leaked, it shows they would have been depleted by the end of March, the beginning of April, and that some of the other weapons would be out of ammunition by the beginning of May, and that the systems couldn't match the Russian volume of attacks and the shortage is so severe that multiple mitigating options have to be simultaneously pursued, and that if they can't fill the gap, Russia could finally have the air superiority to attack Ukrainian ground targets at will. That is in the document. Wow. So just listen to what I just said, that Russia would totally have the air, that they could attack anything on the ground in Ukraine. So that means Ukraine might not be able to mass ground forces for the counteroffensive or protected cities. So to me, that is crippling. That is staggering. I mean, anybody who would read that document. And in the document, it describes that Ukrainians are firing too much ammunition, but they're desperate to try to end this and to persuade other nations to sell some lethal weapons to them. And wow. So when you look at this, And you think about where we are at this point, and the thin line that is being danced on, so to speak, right? Because of international laws and how far the dive is into this. I mean, look, Ukraine is betting that a spring counteroffensive can reverse some of the trends, but these are trends that weren't completely known, and now it's sort of like we're playing, or they're playing, a game of poker of war, of lives, of what can happen with all the cards completely face up. How damaging is this? And it's chilling, I think. It's incredibly chilling. And 100 leaked documents in all, marked, here we go again, top secret. It is an incredible intelligence breach. And so much of it involves the war in Ukraine. So much of the damage is there. And most of these documents, if they're genuine, which apparently they appear to be, not good. So the Justice Department has launched an investigation to figure this out. They're tracing the leak. And this is damage control. I mean, this is seriously damage control. It's damage control on so many fronts, too, because there's also damage control in some of the information that it suggests that Washington was spying on its own allies, including South Korea and Ukraine. So what are the spies saying? What do the spies know about this? So useful information to Russia, I would think. They're not unhappy about the document dump. But not great for the United States, not great for Ukraine, not great for our relationship with allies. And also, it shows obviously the range of some of our capabilities when you talk about intelligence. So this is a critical point. A critical point. And how this got out there is awful. And, you know, this is only broad strokes that we know of what was contained in the leaked material. But it's posted online. So anyone with just even a mild interest in the war certainly would have been aware that Russian forces pretty much were encircling one of the major mining cities in early March, but they were pushed back. They were pushed back, luckily. But the defense systems, all of that, all of the lack of equipment, the very, very specifics of it and how long this could go on is all in there, right? So, I mean, now this is like an open secret. And will it change the course of this war? Maybe not. But it certainly does not help Ukraine. And it's incredibly, incredibly damaging, period, also to the United States, to have that kind of classified material leaked. So you can bet there's a big scramble to try to figure out where that was, you know, where that happened, who got a hold of it, how did it happen, and everything that you can imagine, you know, in between. All right, in the meantime, we did go through another Easter, Passover, and here we are. Spring has definitely sprung in a different way, even though officially on the calendar it was weeks ago, it kind of marks that flip of the calendar, I think, for so many people. And scores of people were traveling. The good news is, with all the insane weather that we always talk about on this show, we did not, I mean, we've had so many tornadoes. We did not have that happen over the weekend where it halted flights, and there might have been some delays here and there, but with the amount of people that were traveling, because for some it was also a spring break that was wrapped into it, we didn't see a lot of problems in some of our major airports, and even some of the small metro airports, which to me it seems like every time I crack open this mic, I've said this before, I feel like I'm part weather person. Because I'm talking about what affects you and your backyard and me, and it is the weather. It is the common denominator. We can talk about the politics that make us insane. We can talk about everything else in between. But another thing that unites us, and the thing that unites us the most, is what we're dealing with the weather, right? And, boy, and we have dealt with it really wickedly in the last month. It's really been the last month that it seems like every day we're talking about what's happening. All right, something else that happened as part of the re-rack. So while traveling was pretty smooth, not smooth at Rutgers University, thousands of academic workers at Rutgers were getting ready for this over the weekend. They were making their signs, they were pulling it all together, and then finally they launched into it on Monday, picketing outside of campus buildings and urging colleagues to not go to teach classes. It's the first time in the 257-year history of a major university, this university in New Jersey, that they've had the unions representing the workers that have set the workers on strike. The contract negotiations started about a year ago. 9,000 workers represented by three different unions. And what do they want? Salary increases to keep up with inflation, a $15 minimum wage for campus workers, longer contracts for non-tenured faculty, 5 years of guaranteed money for graduate students, and a new set of standards for racial and gender equity, among other demands. But this is a big deal. They're trying to resolve these issues, and they haven't gotten very far in this. And Rutgers is big. I have a lot of family members who graduated from Rutgers. My mother, my brother, my father did back in the day. 67,000 students now. So the New Jersey governor, of course, involved in this, calls for productive dialogue. Wonder if that will happen. I think this may be a long, long protest, but hopefully not. All right, hang with us. Bounce into your thoughts coming up next.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. An emotional Kentucky governor is reacting to the news that one of his closest friends was one of the people killed in a Louisville bank shooting this morning.
Tommy Elliott helped me build my law career, helped me become governor, gave me advice on being a good dad.
Governor Andy Beshear said four people plus the gunman, a 23-year-old former bank employee, were killed. Nine others were injured, three critically. A majority of Americans are against raising the retirement age for those in their 20s. A poll from Data for Progress shows that 65% of Americans are opposed to upping the age. Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis not to join the 2024 Republican primary race. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump claimed doing so would divide the Republican Party and ultimately hurt DeSantis' political career. Trump said DeSantis would lose the cherished and massive MAGA vote and never be able to run for office again. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mel? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Look at the mail, man.
To dig very far, but yeah, we're there, and that's a good thing. And thanks to all of you, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Some of your thoughts on anything that's buzzing around your neck of the woods. Got this one from Jake. He's a longtime listener in Austin, and Jake says, "Hey, Ms. Kate, hope you had a happy Easter. I know that even at my ripe old age of 33 now." When I go to my mama's house, she still makes Easter baskets for us. And I got to say, I love the chocolate bunnies. I don't know if you had a basket or not, but I do appreciate it. So anyway, it's not about Easter baskets, though. What I wanted to mention to you is some of what I was reading about the fallout in Tennessee because of what happened in Nashville and the fact that now you have the Nashville Council, I guess, reinstating the lawmakers. And so I think that was probably a good thing. I don't care where anyone falls on the spectrum, so to speak, politically. It's ridiculous because you had a couple of inexperienced law guys that were representing, and there was lots of energy and obviously upset and furious people at what had happened at that Christian school. And so that's what that was about, was, okay, we've got to do something, and there's pressure here to do something. So I think it was remarkably smart for the legislature to reinstate the lawmakers and heading back into working sessions. I think there is ways to quell some of that high energy, I'll call it, and put it into good uses instead. All right, I kind of get what you're saying there. You're talking about the reps, Jones and Pearson. I talked about them last week, that they were Justin Jones and Pearson who were forced out because they were demonstrating following the Nashville shooting, because there were protests around the state house. And anyway, so yeah, this, I mean, look, there was a unanimous vote to, first of all, to expel them. It was just like, it wasn't unanimous, but they were expelled along party lines there. And then what was said afterwards was that, oh, well, there was a break in decorum rules and this protest about gun violence, and you can't have that, and you have to, as soon as they had to be expelled, and, you know, because you can't have demonstrations on the floor like that where you've got someone with a bullhorn who's part of the legislature leading chants and whatnot. So they were reinstated, and there was conversations about, okay, we do need bold leadership or expression or whatnot, but you cannot do that. And the lawmaker Jones was 27, and he said it. He said, this is a generation of new voices stepping in here, and we've got this multicultural democracy, and after what we've seen in Nashville and what we're seeing, and people wanting to know, you know, wanting answers, people that we represent, 70,000 people in our areas, you know, they want action. So this is what's going to happen now. He's back in office, especially Jones, because he was so vocal. He's back in office, and he's technically a new member, and he was told, as he is going through the things that can happen, that he can file 15 bills. So every one of the 15 bills, he says, are going to do with common sense gun laws. Everything is going to have to, is going to focus on that, because he says that's what his people, the people he represents, are begging him to do, what young people are begging him to do. So that all turned around. That all turned around within a matter of less than a week, I guess. And so, yeah, it was cooler heads prevailing and realizing that it was, you know, they had to do something. They had to change that. They had to flip that equation around, and they did. Okay, so then there's this one from Max. He's also a frequent emailer, and Max says, hey, Kate, I'm writing you this early on Monday. I saw what happened at that Louisville bank, because, of course, it was all over the place, and I can't even imagine. I think of the meetings my company has, and some people are actually there, and some people are virtual, because we still have a half and half as far as our staff goes, and people are required to be at meetings, and to be sleepy-eyed probably, and being there early on a Monday, and then to all of a sudden be shocked and have nowhere to go. It's just, again, one of those emotional, ridiculous moments where you have people who are vulnerable, and they're scrambling to try to take cover, and they have no chance against somebody who is heavily, heavily armed. And I think that there's going to be more conversation about banning assault weapons, although I don't know that we're going to have that ban back again anytime in the very near future. Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of conversation about banning assault weapons. And, you know, even after the last shooting, it was brought up and immediately stopped, at least on the national level. And we know that these are the discussions, especially that have not ever gone away, but now are freshly reignited because of Nashville and now because of Louisville for sure. And then, you know, somebody said to me, well, at the bank, wouldn't they have guards? Probably not there yet. But I don't know. I don't know their situation of who's armed, who's there, and et cetera. And then somebody else said to me, is it going to have to be that now in when you go to work, depending on where you work, that they're going to have to pat you down and you're going to have to go through a metal detector? And, of course, that's not going to happen. You think of the size of most companies or maybe huge campuses. But at huge campuses, some of them, actually, you'd be surprised, already have that. There are some huge campuses that might have changed a little bit during the pandemic that do have metal detectors that you have to go through. Certainly government jobs, you know that that's the case. I had a friend that worked in downtown Philly for the IRS, and every time I went, I had to go through a metal detector, and boy, that thing went off if you had anything that even seemed remotely like it could be some sort of weapon or whatever. Yeah, workplace violence, the culture, all of that, I think is discussed, Max, more than you would even know. As a speaker, there's often, sometimes when I go out and speak, I shouldn't say often, but when you start to have it happen, you'll sometimes have speakers talk about personal awareness of what do you do, what are the situations, how do you evade a situation where you have somebody that's got a gun. And the answer is, I mean, if you're sitting in a small conference room, and I mean, where are you going there? You know, this was live streamed. They were stunned and had absolutely no time to react. Not any of the people that were in that boardroom. They absolutely did not have time to react. And the only way anyone could have reacted is if they were armed. And they immediately were able to draw their weapon. Let's move to Jordan. Jordan! Kate. Blunder at the Pentagon, and I would think that some major heads would roll over that. And then you wonder, you know, why was it leaked? And is there some exaggeration in this or no? And what is the Department of Defense doing to shore up this leak? It's certainly something that is outrageous because they had, documents that were all over social media sites, and it was highly classified material. My God, if we can't even keep that stuff classified, they're all over the former president and then the current president and then the former VP for top secret documents that certainly were not leaked online, but all of this stuff is out there. And how many people were able to read and see what were in those reports, and how frustrating would that be for any of the diplomats who realize how highly sensitive material can compromise situations that we have with our allies and others? Yeah. I mean, listen, we could do weeks on end of this. They were online last month on the social media platform, by the way, to make sure everybody knows, called Discord. So there were screenshots of it that I started to see all over the place. And it's crumpled documents that are on top of magazines, and there's other random objects. There's Gorilla Glue and other things. It looks like they were folded up and shoved into a pocket before being removed from a secure place. So you can bet, I think, that they're going to find out who leaked this. But the damage, I want to know the damage assessment. I don't think they're going to be able to determine that right away. It's a terrible, terrible leak, no question. All right, no leaking here. You can send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
of those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here in the man cave. Hey, everybody. And there is so much to talk about, including a team that is local to me that is on fire already in Major League Baseball, plus big news from the NFL of a signing that I was surprised about. I don't know why this really snuck up and bit me, but such a smart move by the Ravens. And in fact, that's where we're going to start. So how about this? Odell Beckham, who I think still has plenty left in the tank, agreed to a one-year $15 million deal from the Baltimore Ravens. That is a big, bad, big boy offseason move for sure. Their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, not happy with what's been happening in Baltimore, but has to be happy, I would think, about this. They have been in contact with Beckham since last year. They met with him at the league meeting 2 weeks ago because there's this big question mark as to where is he going to be. And so then Baltimore struck a deal with Beckham right before he was going to visit the Jets. And remember, that was the big power play move from Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Oh, this is the team I want assembled around me. I've meditated on it, and Beckham was one of the people that he wanted. But that's not happening. So the 30-year-old broke the news on Instagram himself And there you go. So the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. comes a month after Jackson requested a trade from the Ravens. So since then, they placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on Jackson, and no team has yet to publicly pursue him. This is big. I mean, so big. What I think is so interesting, because, you know, this is a highly competitive sport, and this is a sport, let's face it, that of all the sports, especially of the big four, this is the biggest. Football is, you know, now all month long, every month there is conversation about the NFL. They've done well to make themselves relevant all the time, and off-season moves are big. So what's interesting is the Ravens corner, Marlon Humphrey, who once had a nasty on-field altercation with Beckham, was the first one to put out there on the Twittersphere that that he says, I want to be best. He said, want to be best friends and win a Super Bowl? Let's get it. That's what he wrote. Because if you go back a couple of years ago, what happened between Humphrey and Beckham during a game, it looked like that he pinned Beckham. He did. He pinned Beckham down, and he put his hands on his throat. And then he apologized after the game, and now he's tweeting out, great, we're going to be best buddies, and we're going to play together. You know, he's like still an he still is the glue, Beckham, that can change a team. So the big question would be his health. He didn't play all of last season after he had a torn ACL in his left knee that happened during the Super Bowl, but he was part of what led the Rams to the Super Bowl and to close the deal. So this is big. I mean, Baltimore is last in the NFL in receiving yards by wideouts in the last three of the four seasons. So this is big, I think, to sign him. And I think this will help Lamar Jackson probably by the fact that they signed him. All right, the other thing that I was alluding to is what's happening in the start of baseball, of course. It's still early going, but what a start for the Tampa Bay Rays. A historical start. 10-0. First Major League Baseball team to open with that kind of a stat line since 1987. Yep. I mean, you have to go way back, obviously, to the hey 80s for that. So it's interesting that just even the other day, they got what they needed from the solo homer they needed from Brandon Lowe in the eighth inning to beat the Red Sox on Monday night. It was just happened. One zip. So, and it was Lowe's third straight game homering. Just sailed over the right field stands. So people make fun of the Tropicana Field, and that it's an eyesore, and baseball inside. Of course, you would melt during most of the season, but this is a super, super big way to start off the season for the Rays. And it still is early going, right? So there's a lot of baseball to be played. And baseball is just getting warmed up to me. People are rediscovering, you know, it's just had spring break, and there's people that have traditions where they go to the opening days of their favorite baseball teams, but you really start to get into the season, you really start to go, and you really start to look at the teams, and then you can make a better assessment of some of what's happened. And the new rules, I think, are starting to kick in, and that's a good thing, because one of the complaints about baseball is that it was too long, right? And if you talk to a baseball purist, they'd be like, you got to be kidding me. How can you complain about the length of a game? And the fact is, we live in the hurry, get it now, we got to get here and here by X amount of time, and we don't have 4 hours to go to a baseball game. So some of these rules, the pitch clock, bigger bases, some of the other things that have kicked in, may really be helping baseball. It's still too early to know that at this point, but in looking at what's happened early on, just, you know, a couple weeks into the great game, I think it's working. I think that there's a lot of excitement, and shorter games can go a long way to help a sport that has to compete with so many other sports, right? How about the Philadelphia Phillies? They smashed the Marlins, that other Florida team, 15-3. Yeah, that's an onslaught when you have 20 hits and it leads to that many runs. Different story when it comes to their rivals, the Mets. They blanked the Padres 5-0. One of the best pitchers, Max Scherzer's first matchup with the Padres was interesting because he bounced back in a big way. The Mets blanked him, like I said, 5-0. So it's a nice pickup for him. And for the Padres, Yu Darvish takes the loss. I watched Yu Darvish. I covered him and watched him pitch a lot over the last handful of seasons that he's obviously been in baseball a while. But when he first came up, especially with the Texas Rangers, then always a competitive team in a competitive National League East. The Braves beat the Reds. They're 7-4 this season, 5-4 in a tight game, an exciting game. And it was all about Sean Murphy, who hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning. And so the Braves recover in that one. And it's fun if you were there because this was played in Atlanta. I love the Braves baseball field. It's exciting in the middle kind of everything to go there. And if you were there staying up maybe a little bit later, you got to see that. And that was well worth the price of admission, I think, and not the only in 10. Cubby fans also were treated to a win over the Mariners 3-2. That happened in 10 innings. Nico Homer with the single that led to that win in the bottom of the 10th inning. That's exciting baseball again. When you're there, it's the home team, and you're waiting, and you get the ultimate payoff. The other thing I like to see in baseball is I like offense. So anytime you see a grand slam, Max Muncy hit a grand slam and a three-run drive for his 10th career multi-homer game. That, of course, was for the Dodgers. The Dodgers beat the Giants easy peasy 9-1. Music means, can you believe it? We are out of the man cave, and this hour is a wrap. Thanks to our technical director, Nathan Reeder, for his fine work always, and all of you for listening to this hour. Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.